Shalom to all. Today's Daf is about Basra of Kufnun Dal, and we are starting Kufnun Gimel based on the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah of Acham Oyra Moitz Mechaver Al Varai of Achulu. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. This quote of Mishnah is referring to the case that was brought there, where we have two groups walking into Beis Din, Nosen and Makabel, Reuven versus the others. The others, the Makabelim, they have a shtad that Reuven gave all of his property to them. And Reuven claims he was a Shchimei Ra when he did, and now he got better, so he's Chayzer. And it's unclear from the shtar itself what actually happened. So Meir holds that it's incumbent upon Reuven to bring a Raya that he was a Shchimei Ra, whereas the Chum hold that they have to bring a raya that he wasn't a Shchemei Ra. And that's the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara quoted a Braisa with Machlokes Reb Nosson or Reb Yaakov. Reb Nosson holds that we go Basar Hashta. Whatever the Nosson's current status is, so if he's currently healthy, he has to bring a raya that he was a Shchemei Ra. And if he's currently a Shchemei Ra, they have to bring a raya that he was healthy. Whereas Reb Yaakov holds that since he's in possession of everything still, we go Basar Chazaka that he's the rightful owner. Now, going back to our Mishnah with Machlokes Reb Meir and the Chumim, it said he has to bring a raya, they have to bring a raya. So the Gemara asks, Raya Bamai, what exactly is this raya that he or they are bringing? And here we have machlokes as well. Rav Huna amar raya be'edim. Rav Huna says the raya is with edim. What the situation was? Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Rav Huna both say raya b'kiyam hashtar. The raya is with the kiyam hashtar. We just simply are mekayim the shtar. We bring it to Beis Din and they validate the signatures, making sure that the edim signed on this document. They stamp it with what's called a henpik, and now the shtar is valid and we follow what it says. We now explain the first opinion. Rav Huna amar, he tells us raya be'edim. Kamufligiv plug to Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson. Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chamim in our Mishnah is the same machlokes Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson in the brayso of the Gemara from yesterday. Rav Meir Rav Nosson. Rav Meir holds a Rav Nosson that we go Basar Hashta, and if right now he's healthy, so he's the one that has to bring a raya that he was a Shchemei Ra, and if right now he's a Shchemei Ra, so they have to bring a raya that he was healthy when he wrote it. It was Rabban and Krab Yaakov, the Rabban holder Krab Yaakov, then we go Basar Chazaka, that he's the owner of these properties, and so they have to bring the raya. And on to the next opinion, Rav Chizda Rav of Hunami, they both say, Rabbi Kim Ashtar, the raya is with Kim Ashtar. Now we're going to focus on what this means. Kamiflgi, what's our machlaikas? Bemoyde Bishtar Shakasu, Tsar Chlakaimai. When a person admits that he wrote a shtar, doesn't need Kiyam or not. Jamir Savamir holds, Moyde Bishtar Shakasu, and Tsar Chlakaimai. That if a person admitted that he wrote a shtar, so it doesn't need kiyum, meaning the person himself is not able to claim something else, that this shtar is possible for a different reason. Once he admitted that he wrote the shtar, there's no reason to mekayim it, and that's it. Whereas Rabban Sarv the Rabban hold that no, Madi B'shtar Shekasvu Tzarech Lekayimai. Even if a person admits that he wrote the shtar, there still would be a chiv to be mekayim it if he claims it's not valid for some other reason. For example, in our situation, where the person says, yes, I wrote the shtar, but I was a shchiv meira when I wrote it, and now I'm healthy, so I'm taking everything back. Now let's just explain this further. According to this, both of Meir the Chamim agree with Rav Nosson that we go Basar Hashta, and this fellow is healthy in Beis Din, but nonetheless, we still have this discussion of Moedim B'Shtar Shekasvu, and this is actually based off of the concept of Hapesha Asar Hu Hapesha Hiter. The one that asered, he has the ability to matter it, and the question is, do we apply that in this situation? Rav Meir says that we do not apply Hapesha Asar Hu Hapesha Hiter over here, and since the shtar is assumed to be valid when the fellow himself admits he wrote it, Moedim B'Shtar Shekasvu She'ein Tzarech L'Kaimai, because the giver admitted that he wrote the shtar, it still needs Kim in Beis Din, and that's because of Hapesha Asar Hu Hapesha Hiter, even though he, so to speak, asked. He got himself in deep water by saying, yes, I wrote the shtar. That very same pen, that very same mouth is believed to be mater, and say that no, there's a different reason why the shtar is not valid, and therefore we do have to be mekayim it. But now the Gemara just has, hopefully Gubachadzim, no, we already have this machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding Moedim B'Shtar Shekasvu is Tzarech L'Kaimai or not Tzarech L'Kaimai, so we don't need the same machlokes for in our Mishnah. We already know they argue about this. The Tanya, we have a Braisa, and this Braisa discusses when shtar comes to Beis Din, and Edim claim, yes, we wrote the shtar, but there's a different problem with it, that either we were ketanim when we wrote it, or we were puzzled for some reason or another when we wrote it, are they believed? The Braisa tells us, ain't Neman Lepaisle, different Meir. Rav Meir says, or not Neman to Pasle it. Once they admitted that they wrote the Shtar, they're not believed to say, oh, we were Katanim, or there was a different reason why it's possible. Whereas Vacham and Chum say, Nemanim, they are believed, and therefore we would have to be Makayim it. And so once again, we see this Machlaikis, Rav Meir and the Chum in the Braisa, what do we need it for in our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Sricha, it's still necessary to have both of these cases. The Etmerahi, if we only had that case, the one that we just mentioned, I might say, by Hikam Rabbanan, it's only over there that Rabbanan say that the Edom are believed, and we would have to be Makayim the Shtar, as Mishum Dalimi Edom Umari Shtara. Edom are very strong, and they can make a reyesa in a shtar, even if a leve himself, for example, admits that, yes, I wrote the shtar, I borrowed this money, but edim argue and say that, no, we would go with those edim, and at least say that we have to wait for further notice in order to determine what's going to be with the shtar. Avalacha, but here in the case of our Mishnah, who, the fellow himself, the lav kol kamine, he's not necessarily believed to say that he was a shchimera, emoloi. I might say that even the chum themselves, since the fellow himself admitted that he wrote the shtar, he's not believed to say that he's a shchimera, and we don't have to mekayim it. Aviyat Mar Bahav, we only had our case, I might say the Baha Kamar of Meir, it's only in this case, the Rav Meir says, again, because he's just an individual, and we don't believe him to say, oh, I was a Shchiv Meira. But in that case, when we have Edim, I might say the Meir agrees to Rabbanon that since Edim are very strong, we would say that we'd have to be Mekayim the Shtar. That's what we have to have, both scenarios. This is all an explanation on Shitas Rav Chizda. We go back to Shitas Rav Huna, V'chenim Rabbi, Rabbi tells us, Rabbi Edim, the Raya that has to be brought is with Edim. And again, that's Shitas Rav Huna. However, Amalei Abaye asks Rabbi, my time, why is it that you would say that? Inim, if you want to say that they have to bring Edim, that the fellow was actually actually Shchiv Meira, and that's because Midikul Ksiv Behu, in all shtaris of gifts, the following is written, Kanahavim Halach Our Gloy Beshuka, that the guy wrote the shtar while he was walking on his feet in the shuk, not that he was actually walking in the marketplace when it was written, but it just basically means that the guy was healthy when he wrote the shtar, and Ubahal Loik Siv Ba, this shtar doesn't have that written in it. So you might say, let's learn from here, Shchiv Meira Hava, the guy was a Shchiv Meira, and that's why it's incumbent upon them to bring a raya that he wasn't a Shchiv Meira. Well, I'll tell you that Adraba, let's say the opposite, Midikul Ksiv Behu, since all Matna Shchiv Meira have the following written in it, as we learned yesterday, Kad Kotzev Rami Ba'arse, when he was sick lying in bed, Behal Loik Siv Ba, and this shtar doesn't have that written in it, Shema Mino, why don't I say from there, the Bari Hava, the guy was actually healthy, and it's incumbent upon the fellow to bring a raya that he was a Shchiv Meira. In other words, Abai is asking Rabba, why are you putting burden of proof on them? You should put the burden of proof on him, on the Nisein. And on this, Rabba answered, you're right, you could say this or you could say that. You could go with either svar that you just mentioned. And therefore, what do we say? Uki manu cheskas mare. We keep the money in the chazaka of the person whom it's with. And that's the Nisein. He still has the money. They're trying to get it from him. And that's why they're the ones that have to bring the raya that he wasn't a Shchiv Meira. And only then they'll be able to get it. Now, continue to discuss this. Uba plukta. This is the same exact machlaikas we have somewhere else. Rabbi Yechon Amar Raya Be'edim. Rabbi Shem Melakish Amar Raya Be'kim Shtar. Rabbi Yechon says that the raya that has to be brought is Edim. And Rish Lakish says the raya is Kiyam Ashtar. We just validate the Shtar Bezdin, and that's all that has to be done. Now the Gemara tells us, is Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shem Melakish. Rabbi Yechon asks Rish Lakish the following. Maaseh B'nei Brak, there was a story in B'nei Brak. Be'echa Shemarcha B'nechse Aviv, a fellow sold his father's Nechasim, such as called the father Yaakov, and he died, and Ruvain took the Nechasim and sold them, Umeis, and then Ruvain died, Ubo B'nei Mishpacha, and then family members came. We'll just call the family members Ruvain's brothers, Ve'iru, and there was an error brought up, Loimer saying, Katan Hoye B'shas Misa, that he was a Katan when he died, and he wasn't allowed to sell them in the first place. Now it's important to note he wasn't actually a Katan, he was above 13, but younger than 20, and the din is that if a person doesn't have Shtei Sirus, proving that he reached physical maturity, then he doesn't have the din of a Gadol. And that's what they were saying, that even though he was above 13, he didn't have the halachic din of a Gadol, so he wasn't allowed to sell them. Ubavishalas Rabbi Kiva, they came and asked Rabbi Kiva, Mahal Baitkai, what about checking this fellow? Let's dig up the grave, uncover him, and see whether or not he brought Shtei Sirus to prove that he was physically mature enough to halachically allow him to make that sale. Now, Amar Lahem, he told them, you're not going to menavel him, you can't debase him like this. After he's buried, you can't do anything. And furthermore, these are simanim that will change after death. It's not really relevant if he had Shtei Sirus before death. After death, it's not going to be clear because the body changes, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya even if you did uncover him. Now, Rabbi Yechon continues telling Rish Lakish, it's all good according to me, that mina that I say, raya be'edim, the raya that has to be brought is just edim proving what the situation was. Since Rabbi Kiva told Lekuchas, the purchasers, Aisu edim, you have to bring edim to prove that he was a gadol, and they weren't able to find edim, that's why they came and told him, let's go check him out. Let's go dig up the grave and see if the fellow was really a gadol. But according to you, Ishlakish, the Amrit, you say, that all we have to do is Mekayim the Shtar, why would they suggest, let's check him out to see if he was a gadol? Let them just be Mekayim the Shtar and Bezdin and establish an chasim with them. And therefore, we see it's much more mistaber, like me, that the raya is Edim. So Ishlakish responds, me savers nichse becheskas b'nei mishpacha kaimi? Do you think the situation over there was that the b'nei mishpacha, that Ruvain's brothers were the ones that were holding on to the nechasim, the ka'asu lekuchas u'ma'ari, and the lekuchas, the buyers, they were being ma'arer, and they want to take possession of these nechasim that they paid for? No, it was all the way around. Nechse b'cheskes lekuchas kaimi. The nechasim were actually by the lekuchas already. The ka'asu b'nei mishpacha v'ka ma'ari. And Ruvain's family members, they were coming along to ma'arer to get the nechasim back, claiming that Ruvain, their ben mishpacha, wasn't allowed to sell them because he was a katan. And achanam istav is actually logical to say that. Midik amar lehu, since Rabbi Kiva told them, yatem rishon lenavloi, that you're not even menavel him, you can't debase him like this. V'shtiku, and they were quiet, that proves that what I'm saying is correct, says Rish Lakish. Why? Because, if you want to say it's the B'nai Mishpacha, they were being ma'arer, and they want to get their nechasim back from the Lekuchas, so Mishamachi Yishtiku. That's why they were quiet, because they understood it's really not Beseder to uncover their Ben Mishpacha who had died. El Yamar Lekuchas Kama'ari, but if you want to say it was Lekuchas being ma'arer, trying to get the nechasim from the B'nai Mishpacha, Amai Shaski, why would they be quiet? Lame Rule, why didn't they tell Rabbi Kiva, Anan Zuzi Avinalei, we gave him money, Linvul Flinvul, let him be debased. Wouldn't really care if we have to uncover this dead person to see if he was a gadol. We paid money and we want to get our nechasim that we purchased. And therefore, concludes Rish Lakish, it's actually more logical to say like me. And to this, Rabbi Yochanan responds, Imshum Ha'olay Yuriya, if that's what your question is, Rish Lakish, that's not a question. Hachikam Ruluhu, it could really be that this was being told to them. Chada, first of all, Diyatam Rishon Menavloi, you're not letting me menavel him. You can't debase him by uncovering the grave. V'item, furthermore, V'chi Tamer, if you're going to say, Zuzi Shakal, he took our money, Linvav Linvul, let him be debased so we could uncover him and see what the story was. Simanam Osilishtanos Achar Misa, these are simanim that anyway would change after Misa and it wouldn't be a raya even if you did uncover him. As Rabbi Yochanan successfully deflected Rish Lakish's question on him. Shal Rabbi Shem Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan, a different question. question. Zusha shinui b'mishnas bar kaparo. We have something that was taught in mishnas bar kaparo, which is really a brisa. Haresha echol sadeh uba. A fellow is eating from a field and coming, meaning he's going in and out of this field, taking all of its produce, no problem. Cheskashi shalai. The chazaka is everyone assumed that it belonged to him. V'karal of echad irer, and someone comes raising a hue and a cry. Loimar shalihi, claiming this field is mine. It's not yours. V'haitzi zes oinai. And this other fellow takes out a shtar. Loimar shemachartali, saying you sold it to me. Oishin satli matano, or you gave it to me as a gift, and that's why I have this shtar. Now it really depends what the response is. Im Amar, if the guy who's raising the hue and the cry says, "Any makir b'shtar zeh me'olam," I don't recognize your shtar at all. I've never seen it before in my life. So then you scam a shtar with chasamav, or just makayim the shtar with the signatures. However, Amar, if he claims differently, shtar pasim huzeh, this is the shtar pasim, which is milosh and pios, meaning he's claiming that you convinced me to make this shtar, that I sold you this field, so you should appear like a wealthy landowner. And so yes, I did write the shtar, but the whole thing's a big fake. I never really sold you the field. Or what the guy claims is shtar amana, it's a shtar amana, which is milosh and emuna. I trusted you, shemachati lecha, that I sold you the field, but v'loin esatali damim, you never gave me the money, meaning yes, I did sell you the field and I wrote the shtar and I gave it to you before you paid me, but you never paid me, so it's not your field. Here it's different. Im yesh edim, if we have edim that can prove what happened, halchachar edim, we go with the edim. Vim lav, and if not, there's no edim, halchachar shtar, we go with the shtar. Now Rishlak shas Rabbi Yechonon, lim rav meir hi, let's say this is shit shtar meir, the amar moed v'shtar shakasai ein sarach l'kaimai, who holds that when a person admits that the shtar was written, we don't have to mekayim it, and that's what this guy did. He admitted, yes, I wrote the shtar. It's puzzle for a different reason, but yes, I did write the shtar. I wouldn't listen to excuses of why it's puzzle, since he admitted that he wrote the shtar. It's 100% valid, and we just follow the shtar. And v'lo rabbanon is clearly not the rabbanon. Over amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tosh Lakesh, loy, that's not true. Really, this would be according to everyone. Shani Aymer, I say divra akol meidav shtar shakasoy and it's sarach l'kamoy. Everyone, even the rabbanon, agree that if a person admits that he wrote the shtar, we don't have to mekayim it, and we don't listen to any of his reasons of why the shtar is not valid. Ask more. Hold on 1 second. V'miflik pligi. We just said before that they argue on Amud Aleph. We quoted a brisa machloikas from Meir and the Rabbanon whether or not moed b'shtar shakasoy im sarach l'kaimoy. Did not. It's really supposed to be the Tanya. The brisa says einam anu l'paisloy divra Meir. Of Meir says that edim are not neman to pasul the shtar or zechamim nemanim. They are believed. So if this machloikas very clearly in a brisa, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the chacham agree that moed b'shtar shakasoy she ain't sarach l'kaimoy? And on this, Amrulei Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rish Lakish e edim alimi umar shtara, that yes, we can say that edim are strong and they're able to make a reisa in the shtar. That's what we had explained before in Amud Aleph, that edim themselves are so strong, they're so powerful, that they can make a reisa in the shtar. So even though they admit that yes, we wrote the shtar, they're also believed to say there's some sort of soul in the shtar because we were either katanim or we were possible for a different reason. But ihu, he himself, if we have an individual person, not edim, but the guy himself that wrote the shtar, kol kamine, is he powerful enough? Does he have enough in emunas to say yes, I wrote the shtar, but it's possible for a different reason? Of course he does not. And that's what I was talking about, says Rabbi Yochanan, when I said that everyone, even the chum agree, that's talking about an individual. When he admits, yes, I wrote the shtar, that doesn't need kiyum whatsoever. However, Amar Leir Rish Lakish continued asking Rabbi Yochanan, in your name they said, Yafa Iru B'nei Mishpacha. In this case, from B'nei Brak, the B'nei Mishpacha, they were Ma'ara properly, even though they admitted that yes, their Ben Mishpacha did sell the property, he wasn't allowed to. That's a classic case of Ma'ad Mishtar Shekosvay, and here we see that you yourself, Rabbi Yochanan, hold that it's a good error, meaning, even though they admitted that it was written, still tzarach l'kaimai. And on this Amrulei, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rish Lakish, Zu Elazar Amra, that Elazar said that, meaning Rabbi Elazar was the one that said that in my name, but Ani lo yamarti davarzeh me'olam, I never actually said that. He misquoted me saying that. However, Amr Rabbi Zera says, that can't be, because Im Yechbar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Talmidai, even if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan is able to deny what Rabbi Elazar, his Talmud, said, Yechbar Rabbi Yanai Rabbi, are we able to deny what he said to Rabbi Yochanan his Rebbe? Dom Rabbi Yanai Amr Rebbe, Rabbi Yanai quoted his Rebbe saying, that if a person admits that a shtar was written, but he gives a different reason why it's possible, we would have to be mekayim it. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Rebbe, lo mishnah seinu hizu, isn't this our mishnah? V'chaymarim l'cham say, hamayitz b'chaveroi, all of a raya. And ein raya el b'kiyam ha-shtar. The way that we have a raya is with the kiyam ha-shtar. So we have a clear conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, in which Rabbi Yochanan very obviously holds that moed b'shtar shekasvai, but he also says that there's something wrong with it, should sarach l'kaymai. So how could Rabbi Yochanan himself tell us that moed b'shtar shekasvai she'ein sarach l'kaymai? Now on this, Rabbi Zera continues saying, Baram, however, in truth, Nirin Divi Rabbeinu Yosef will follow what Rabbi Yosef said about this. Dom Rabbeinu Yosef, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbeinu Yosef, quote Rabbi Yehuda, said B'shem Shmuel, the Zudir Chum, our Mishnah, that says that the person himself has to bring a raya, that he was a Shchiv Meira, and therefore he could be Chazer from the gift. That's what the Chum say, Avor Meirim, Rav Meir says, Moed B'shtar Shekosvay, Shetzarch L'kaimai, that even if a person admits that he himself wrote the Shtar, if he gives a different reason why it's possible, namely that he's a Shchiv Meira, that it would still need Kiyom. And so, my Divi Rakal, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said just up above that this is Divra Kol? Everyone agrees that Moed B'shtar Shekosvay, She'ein Sarach L'kaimai, Drabanan. That's just Shitas Rabbanon. And why is he using Lashon of Divrei HaKoel? Because Lagabe Rab Meir, Divrei HaKoel he. In regards to Rab Meir, the Rabbanon are considered Divrei HaKoel. And that's why he said Divrei HaKoel, but it's not really Divrei HaKoel. It's really just Shitas Rabbanon. Asking, well, hold on one second. How could we say that our Mishnah is a Chachamim? But Ibratanan, we learned the exact opposite. V'cham Aymrim, Amatzim Chaver El Varaya. It was the Chachamim in our Mishnah that said, Amatzim Chaver El Varaya. And so your quote of Zu Divrei Chachamim from two lines above is completely incorrect. It's not the Chachamim, it's the other way around. So Gemara says, you're right, Epoch, let's switch around their opinions. Ask them, hold on a second, about Tanya, we have a brass that tells us, Eina Mono Lepaisa Divrei HaMeir. Their mayor holds that Edom are not Neman to Apostle Lishtar, whereas Vachamar and Chom say Nemanim. They are believed to Apostle it. And this is where he answers, Epoch, switch around those opinions also. Ask them, of Rabbi Yechanan, Raya Be'edim Ka'amar. When Rabbi Yechanan says that a Raya has to be brought, that means a Raya is being brought Be'edim. And this is where the Gemara says, Epoch, we switch around those Shitas too. And here we have a final question, Lema Lepach Nami Tuyofta. Do you want to say that we're going to switch around the Tuyofta as well? Remember the case of Bnei Brak, Rabbi Yechanan had brought a Tuyofta to Reish Lakish, proving that the Raya is Be'edim. And if you're going to say that we're switching around those opinions, and that's really Reish Lakish's opinion, that means that we should also switch around the one who asked the Tuyofta. And it's not Rabbi Yechanan who asked the Reish Lakish, we should technically say that it's Reish Lakish asking it to Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, Loi. On that, no. Even though we're switching around Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish's opinions, we're still going to be consistent with the fact that it was Rabbi Yechanan who asked the question on Reish Lakish and not the other way around. And obviously the question is, how so? How are we able to do this? The Gemara explains, this is what Rabbi Yechanan was telling Reish Lakish. Everything's good according to me. Da'amina that I say, Raya b'kim ashtar. The Raya that needs to be brought is the kim of the shtar. Remember, this is a new opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. That's how it makes sense that the lekuchas, the ones who had bought it from his ben mishpacha who had subsequently died, they're actually in the nechasim. They have possession of them. Because before there were any issues raised by the menei mishpacha, the lekuchas came with the shtar that has no problem. They were granted the property, and it's only now that the menei mishpacha are saying, hey, give us our property back. We'll say, okay, fine, let's be Mekayim the Shtar. El didchah, but according to you, Reish Lakish, the Amid Raya be'edim, that you say the Raya has to be with Edim, heich mishkachas l'nachas l'kuchas ben chasim. How could it be in the first place that l'kuchas would ever get the nechasim? They would have to prove that they have rights to the property in the first place. And it's on this that Amr Lei, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan, Medin Olcha, I agree with you, be'era b'nei mishpacha, the lav erahu, that when the b'nei mishpacha are raising a hue and a cry, hey, the sale wasn't allowed to take place, that's not a valid error. Why not? Because Micah Amri, what are they saying? What are these b'nei mishpacha claiming? Katan hay, that he was a katan. And the reason why that's not believed is because chazaka in edim chayes min al hashtar elam kein nasa gadol. We have a chazaka that edim aren't going to sign an hashtar mechira unless it was done with a gadol. And therefore, when they come along claiming, oh, our relative when he sold it, he was a katan, that's not believed from the offset because edim would never sign such a shtar. And that's why, says Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, that it makes sense that lekuchas have the property because this era of b'nei mishpacha is not valid in the first place. But it still could be, says Reish Lakish, that a raya that would have to be brought should we need a raya would be edim and not kiyam hashtar. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Just continue to discuss this particular case of B'nai Brak and his B'nai Mishpacha in the error. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.